Ladies and gentlemen, today I would like to talk about a trend that is both concerning and baffling to me. You might have also heard about the fact that a growing number of parents refuses to vaccinate their children. To me, this shows two things: that people are becoming more irrational, and also that they are starting to take our current healthcare standards for granted. Most children worldwide are vaccinated in the days and weeks following their birth. The only difference between different countries is the number of diseases against which children are vaccinated. And it has been like that for decades. And it has had a considerable effect on the health and well-being of the entire world population. Millions of lives have been saved thanks to vaccination. Take, for example, smallpox. This awful disease claimed some 500 million lives throughout the human history. But thanks to a worldwide vaccination program, the World Health Organization could proudly say in the 1980s that smallpox had successfully been eradicated. The same could be possible with other dangerous infectious diseases. We do have the means, so all it really takes is to be diligent, which means to have enough people vaccinated. But lately, that's exactly what's been the problem, because as I've mentioned, a growing number of parents refuses to vaccinate their children. On one hand, I can sympathize. It's definitely not nice to jab a needle into an infant and expose the child to vaccination. Vaccination can also have side effects for little children. They can run a slight fever after a vaccination. They can feel sleepy or irritable. But then again, there are children, so sometimes they are irritable for no specific reason. So it is true that vaccination might not really be the most pleasant thing, but the alternative is million times worse. Because the alternative is that your baby will suffer from a horrible infectious disease. So why would some parents refuse to vaccinate their children? I believe that the reason might be that we have lived with vaccination for such a long time that some people are actually taking it for granted. They take it for granted that babies don't die of awful infectious diseases. They have forgotten how cruel nature can be. There are times in our history when 30% of children below the age of 5 died. Now it's only 0.3%, and that's also thanks to vaccination. However, all the ugly infectious diseases could come back. If there are not enough people vaccinated, this could actually happen. We can see this with measles, for example. You might have heard about the recent outbreak in the US. So it could actually happen that people will again die of awful infectious diseases, but this time in vain, because as I've said, we do have the means to eradicate a number of other infectious diseases as well. So it really makes me angry that some parents are so selfish that they refuse to vaccinate their children. And by doing so, they put not only them, but also other people at risk. People who for some reason really cannot be vaccinated. I think that vaccination undoubtedly is one of the greatest scientific achievements of humankind. And I believe that we should reap all of its benefits, in particular when they come at such a tiny price. Thank you.